The Department of Justice is renewing its attention on the murder of an assistant U.S. attorney. Thomas Wales was killed in Seattle nearly 17 years ago. There's a reward for information that leads to an arrest and conviction in this case, and this week it was raised to $1.5 million. And Tom and Amy Wales, the son and daughter of the slain prosecutor, released this video.
His murder remains unsolved, and we need your help to find his killer.
One tip is all that it takes. If you have any information, no matter how small, please contact the FBI. You can do so confidently.
Well, Jeffrey Toobin is a staff writer for The New Yorker and a CNN legal analyst. He's been following this case, and he joins us now. Jeff, it's good to have you.
Hi.
So first of all, I mean, Thomas Wales was mentioned 17 or so years ago, 2001. Why is there renewed attention on this case now?
Well, that's a great question, and I can't figure out the answer to that. I'm glad there is renewed attention. It is, it's a horrible crime. It's unsolved. But Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, went to Seattle earlier this week and held a news conference to announce that they were raising the reward from $1 million to $1.5 million for information leading to a conviction. But in terms of progress in the investigation, the FBI said they have been doing interviews. They are still conducting an investigation. But based on anything I've seen, they seem pretty stumped, or at least pretty stymied is perhaps the better word for it.
Okay. So Wales was, 49 when he was killed? And he was shot to death through a window while he was sitting at his computer. It was a prosecutor of white-collar crime in Seattle. I mean, are there any theories as to theories to the case?
Oh, there's a theory, and there's only been one theory ever since he was assassinated. And, you know, it's important to point out that this was in no way a random crime. This was a targeted assassination. It was 10:30 at night, the Queen Anne neighborhood, very quiet part of Seattle. A rifle blast through a window using an unusual kind of weapon. And Tom Wales was a good prosecutor, but he was a very methodical one. Another word for that is slow. He didn't bring many cases. And he had brought a case very recently where the defendant was acquitted in a very embarrassing way for the government. The government had to drop the charges in the middle of the trial. But that defendant was so angry about being prosecuted that he actually filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Attorney's Office. That lawsuit was dismissed, but that defendant's anger, particularly at Tom Wales, made him basically the only suspect that's ever come to light in this case over all these years.
Hmm. Now, I mean, this also must be a particular challenge for the FBI. I mean, here's the murder of a fellow member of the Justice Department, a fellow federal employee, that they haven't been able to close this case.
It's terribly frustrating. And, if we assume, and I think it is correct to assume, that Tom Wales was killed in the line of duty, that would make him the only federal prosecutor in all of American history killed in the line of duty. So it's a very serious and disturbing case. There has been a suspect for all these years. There is evidence tying this man to the crime. He, I need to say in fairness, through his attorney, has always denied any sort of involvement. But even with all those leads, that they have failed to make this case, I would say, is a pretty big embarrassment.
Well, so Jeff,
for the
Justice
Department.
Yeah, can I just ask you a question about that? Because I mean, is this just one of those cases where the hard work of a criminal investigation also takes time? In this case, a lot of time, and when leads run cold, they just run cold. Or is there some sort of failing here within the FBI?
Well, that's a good question, and I can't answer it. And the answer may be both. This certainly is a failure on the part of the FBI, but they have been working on the case, and it does not seem to be for lack of effort that no charges have been brought. You know, one of the weird things about this case is that it took place in October of 2001, when the country was, of course, transfixed on 9/11. So the case never got the attention, even in Seattle, that it really deserves. And I think one reason why the authorities are trying to call attention to it again is to generate attention and to generate leads. You know, this is a quiet part of Seattle, but it is part of Seattle, and there are a lot of people around. And certainly the suspect was around Seattle on the day of the murder. So I do think it's a good thing that prosecutors and the FBI are trying to shake the tree and see if anyone can come forward. But it is sort of hard to believe that a witness who hadn't come forward for almost 17 years is going to come forward now. But I guess the argument is there's no harm in trying.
Well, Jeffrey Toobin is a staff writer for The New Yorker and CNN legal analyst. Jeff, thanks so much.
You're welcome.